It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Athletics,
I need to speak with the athletic director, Mr. Smalls, down there.
Thank you, sir. I'll ring.
Thank you.
Hello?
Who's speaking?
This is Chris Small. I'm the vice president for administration.
Are you in charge of them football games down there?
Yeah.
Listen, I got a situation on my hands down here, and I need y'all to take care of it. Y'all had that ball game down there Friday or Saturday night?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and there's a commotion and such going on out there after the game. We had people parking all over the streets and such, and I'm about half used to that. I live over here north of the stadium.
Uh-huh.
But there's a bunch of drunk yahoos out there, and when they left, they backed into my front yard and knocked down a statue I had out there.
Oh, goodness. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll tell you what to say. I guarantee you somebody's going to get it took care of, or there's going to be an ass whooping over it. It ain't funny.
Well, it is sort of.
You're just about to make me mad enough to come down there and whoop your ass right now.
That would be fun to see in and of itself.
Well, I guarantee you. I don't know what your idea of funny is, but I got a damn tree stump in my front yard. I had a chainsaw artist, Jesse Dupree, carve out all seven dwarfs out of it. It ain't funny. Dopey lost an ear. Sneezy lost a leg, and it plumb decapitated Doc down there.
Oh, my God.
You just get pretty tickled about everybody's tragedy, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's a first time for me.
God, I'm pretty grumpy about it.
We rarely knock over all seven dwarfs.
And of course, you
got to be pulling my leg on this.
I'm going to pull more than your leg when I get down there. I guarantee you it cost me $200 to have it sawed out of that tree. And the damn thing was that the Disney Channel, we mailed in a picture of it to the folks at the Disney Channel, and they's going to put her picture in the magazine and give us 6 free months of the Disney Channel. And that's out of the picture now.
Oh,
so the way I see it, y'all owe me $200 for the damn statue. That's what we paid Jesse Dupree to come down there and saw it out. And then 6 months of the Disney Channel, whatever that works out to be, or there's going to be an ass whooping. It ain't funny. What I expect next week? Y'all gonna have a ball game? I expect somebody to come out there and pee in my mailbox? What are y'all doing down there? What the hell went on? Well,
you gotta be pulling my leg.
I'm tired of talking to you. I'm tired of you giggling in the background. How long are you gonna be there today? And where is your damned office?
We're on the second floor of McClure Hall.
Have you ever had an ass whooping?
I've had some try.
Yeah, how big a boy are you?
Why don't you come and find out?
By God, sure as hell will. I'll be down there sometime today. I about had all the giggling in my ear I'm going to stand.
Okie doke. Well, I apologize for any prowling you might have had, but we'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, you're going to be looking forward to seeing something after that. That's going to be my fist in your eye. I've got about 7 dwarf pop knots I'm going to put on your head.
Bring them along, would you?
I'm bringing them right with me.
Okie doke.
And if I don't get down there for today, and I tell you what, I need to just go ahead and make that checkout, because you may not be able to do it after I get done with you.
Well, if you can't make it over with all 7 dwarfs...
The damn way I had to bust it up for kindling. It ain't worth nothing. I tried to glue it back together, and it wouldn't hold. That's why I'm calling you today, damn it. It ain't funny.
Well, it sure sounds funny on this end. I'm sorry to say.
Well, where are you from? You ain't from around here, are you?
Well, not close by.
And you ain't never had a good country Oklahoma ass whooping then?
No, but I look forward to the possibility.
Well, and if I can get a hold of this other artist, he doesn't chainsaw things out of trees. He just chews the bark off of it. Bill Hankel, I was going to have him chew it out for me.
Bill would be good. You know Bill?
He said he'd do Dumbo for me. I got a willow tree. He's going to do Dumbo out of it.
Hey, Christopher.
Who the hell is this?
This is Phil and Brent over KMOD Radio here in town. Yeah, we know Bill Hinkle, too.
Yeah. How long do you think it'd take him to chew Dumbo out of that Weller tray?
Well, we had to get rolling on the floor. I can hardly breathe.
Is it more out of just a funny story or relief that you're not going to get your ass built?
He dropped back about three steps and giggled.
I was ready.
Well, I guarantee you was. It ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass, Chris.
With or without the saw.
No, I don't need that.
The idea of knocking over all seven dwarfs.
Well, by God.
Well, Doc was decapitated. That's not funny.
Well, and I tell you, it probably lowered the property value of my house.
And the guy in your mailbox.
Well, now that might happen. I think that's when the offensive lineman had done
it. Well, that happens all.
It's usually just the administrative staff that goes on.
It's nice to start a show off with a good laugh. That's R.D. Mercer and the Damaged Dwarfs. This is Craig Compo with the Outdoor Show. We are coming to you hunting season. I just came back for a couple of 3 days going back out. I've been hunting up the Toke River, up the Goodpaster River. Not having a lot of luck yet. It's been pretty warm. And the water's been really low on the Goodpaster, at least. It makes it really challenging. I kind of look forward to the challenge. We have a spot. There's a spot up there at about, I don't know, 66 mile, I think, 65 mile, somewhere in there. It's called the Log Jam, and the river's changing. All the water's going under the Log Jam, and there's just an inch or two of water typically over on the going around it, and you gotta have a boat with a plastic bottom, UHMW bottom, and tunnel hull, and lots of speed, and you slide up and you chop the throttle, and you get back in a little puddle for a second, hammer it again. It's pretty technical. We were up there, and there's some people that got some moose that are going to have to deal with it coming down. Not a lot of moose taken. I think there's only a couple of spike forks when I was up there for 4 or 5 days. Yeah, it's been pretty grim. We've seen a few cows, bear, and some other stuff. But anyway, it's challenging. So we're going back up there, and the water has continued to drop. Hopefully with this, I'm recording here on a Wednesday, so Saturday I'll be up there, and they're supposed to get some rain. But we watched the USGS weather map, water tables, and we can tell just from that table if it's even passable, even with our SJX boats, which run pretty skinny. And you gotta have a driver behind the wheel that's kind of been doing this for a while. I've got my buddy Scott is running Bill Satterberg's boat because Bill's a good guy, but to stick to the law of profession, not jet boat driving. But we're using his boat and my boat and going up there. But we may have to hunt the lower river until the water comes up a bit. Just a real challenge. So I have something real interesting. I haven't tried it yet. I'm really excited about it. Probably going to use it this weekend. If the water doesn't come up at all, and an inch makes a huge difference in a water level to come up. But anyway, I have a wheel kit, and what it is you get up to this area where it's a couple hundred yards of just skiff, just wet rocks, basically usually. So you got to be able to get up and over that. And so I have a wheel kit. So there's a jack on the back of my boat, like a tongue jack, with a slipper on the bottom of it, a shoe. And you just turn that if you run aground and you have to continue up where there's no water until you get above the log jam. It's pretty cool. So you turn this jack, you jack the back of the boat up, and then you slide these wheels in the side. And these wheels are on L brackets, big steel 90-degree L brackets. And these wheels are like 30-inch Mudzilla, side-by-side tires on wheels on these brackets. And so then you set the boat back down so the whole back of the boat is on wheels and bearings, big ones. And then you get Typically, you could have a four-wheeler if you had one up there. We don't have one at that area. Or you can, we're going to have four or five guys that can just grab the front of the boat and drag it forward and let the back of the boat roll as the bottom of the boat's all plastic, so it slides over the gravel bar. So it's going to be interesting. We'll get some film of it if it works. I think it'll work. And then once we get up to the top where the water, above the log jam, where the water's going under, pretty much have that whole upper river to ourselves, which is kind of cool. But it just makes it more challenging and kind of introduces some typical Alaskan hurdles that you don't always have on a typical jet boat ride. And most people wouldn't even attempt to try and go where we're going here, but we're just crazy enough to do it. So, not a whole lot of game yet. We're hoping to put a moose or two in the freezer. They shut caribou down up there, which is really disappointing. And they've never done that up in Region 2 that I remember. But, you know, they took the quota, I guess, and there we are. So the caribou weren't really moving into that area. We went all the way up, I don't know, 100 miles up the river last week, and when the water was just enough to get through up there and at the log jam. We had sat on an area that we used to just watch the caribou cross, and they're just not in the area. You know, caribou are curious animals and unpredictable. You never know what's going to move them, whether it's food, predators, gunshots, curiosity. You don't ever know. But like my buddy Scott always said, there's caribou. There's nothing worse than being stupid and tasty, delicious and tasty, and that's what a caribou is. So. Anyway, fortunately did some really good fishing trips this year, a couple chitina trips. I've been to, down to a place called Pelican, and just so I got a freezer full of halibut and king salmon and black cod and link cod. So I'm good shape on fish, which is good because it's healthy and good for you. And so that's as you get older, like me, 65, it's important you eat healthier. You know, you can't have a patty melt sandwich every day. you gotta get out and you gotta mix it up, have some. And even the moose and caribou is much, much healthier than store bought because there's no preservatives in it. There's no hormonal stuff. It's all natural. We mix it with grass fed beef suet. So there's no that's where all the damaging stuff is in the suet, really. I mean, that's where the chemicals hang out in an animal, and so just try to eat healthy and do that. We had a lot of fun though up there. It was a lot of fun. We've got a camp with a beautiful little hot shower up there now, and we put a T-valve in it, so we got hot water going up to the platform where we have a sink, a UHMW cutting board is the whole tabletop. We had bears get in, so we had to wrap the tree with UHMW because we finally figured out it was climbing the tree and hopping onto our platform and going into the camp, the igloo we have up there. So, yeah, it's kind of kind of interesting. You got, again, a lot of challenges up there. But anyway, a lot of fun. Enjoying retirement and getting out on the water and not really caring if it's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, just go. In hunting season, don't care about rain either. In fact, like now we need some rain to get through where we're trying to go. We might hunt the lower river, the lower below the log jam. We got a cabin just an hour below that. We might hang on. There's a moose pond behind it. So we might do that. Satterberg's going with me. He's got a friend from Russian, from Saipan, actually originally from Russia. His name is Ivan. And he's a really good guy. Had breakfast over at Bernie Carl's the other day with him and a couple other folks, Kenny Broker, my hunting partner, and so forth. So anyway, I got some new technology. I'm really into these crazy apps. You've heard me with my Trump apps and Biden, when you put your voice in and whatever. So we're going to play, and there's one where you can make a song just by typing in the words, and they'll put the music to it, and it's really pretty cool. So I did one for Satterberg. I've done a few of them, but I can play the one for Satterberg I did, and I'll do that after the break. So hang around. Come on back. We're going to have some fun.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right. Welcome back. We are talking hunting and fishing and outdoor stuff like we always do, but we also like to interject a little humor and some sarcasm and just some politics and all kinds of fun stuff. But anyway, I was telling you about the technology. So there's a new app I've got where you basically, it's through AI. It's all AI. Everything's driven by AI. But you can type in the words you want, or you can just do a few words and they'll make a song up for you. And then they give you several versions of it. And it's just, so we were sitting in Tok when we were hunting. I sat and typed a couple of them up because the middle of the day, we're just sitting around doing nothing. We hunt the morning and the evening when the moose are to the water, more often to the water and not bedded down in the woods or staying out of the bugs or whatever. But I did one for a Satterberg, Bill Satterberg, and I'm going to play it for you. And this literally took me about, I don't know, 6 to 8 minutes to write. And then I just hit it and they put music and a voice to it. And it sounds pretty cool. So I'm going to play it. It's called Better Call Bill, like Better Call Saul. This is Better Call Bill. And it's the Satterberg song. He liked it. Here it comes.
You got those flashing reds in your rear view.
Hey, what do you think of that? Huh? That was so cool. You know, you just put some lyrics in there, and there you go. Forget the name of the app. I'll try and find it here. But Suno, S-U-N-O. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what it costs, $20-$30 for a subscription or something. But yeah, and then what's cool is if you don't like that version, you just hit remix, and about 10-15 seconds later, there's a whole other genre of music with the same worked. And then also AI will improvise and make it even better. Mine was just the way I wrote it, but because I liked it, but you can have them do their version. Pretty cool. Anyway, some business stuff. We'll talk a little business. This is just not official yet, but it should be, after hunting season. Everything's after hunting season. So maybe the 20th, somewhere around the 20th of September, we should be able to have an announcement. We closed our business and we moved everything out. The Delta Power Sports has taken over all the inventory and product lines and all that. So, we kept the real estate. So, the old Boat Street address, the buildings are sitting there pretty much empty now. And so we have some plans, tentatively on what to do with that. It's not going to happen before next summer. And I noticed there is a massive shortage of heated storage for vehicles. Like when Amazon moved in, and of course there's not additional space now for vehicles. People that want to store, whether it be a classic car, a car, truck, whatever, boat, they want to store it somewhere for the winter. And so we did a bunch of measuring and looking around, and so we've got room for 35 cars or something like that between the two buildings without nesting them like sardines. You know, you'd have plenty of room for getting in and out. And so I think we're going to do that this year. If you've got a vehicle that you want to store inside safely and secure, we've got 17 cameras. We've got sensors for temperature in the building and all that. So we're not going to store boats or motorhomes or anything indoors. What we'll do is we'll store vehicles up to 20 feet. Extended bed, full-size pickup, and it's about 20 feet. So, and most cars are a little less than that, but we're going to probably offer storage just because we're getting a lot of calls. We were talking about it with some friends who were doing it. Now they've leased their building to another company, and they've got, just a half a dozen people that were looking for a place to put these vehicles, both, you know, classic cars and regular vehicles, just to, you know, if you're snowbirding and you don't want your car sitting outside in the driveway. Anyway, we're gonna probably do that. And then in the backyard, we've got room for a lot of boats. Boats or motorhomes, but now that's not covered and that's not heated, of course. It's just a fence secured yard. So we're going to do boats and RVs in the backyard. Again, no access to this stuff during the winter. So like with boats, what most people do, if you're smart and you're going to keep the boat outside, certainly take the canvas down. Canvas is fine out in the cold if you're not moving it around. So you can roll it up and put it there, or you can keep it in your garage, whatever you want to do. But typically you want to put something like sawhorses in the boat or some sort of a 2x4 where you put a tarp over it so that the snow can fall off of it, get it tight. But again, with the storage, the way most of it works is there's no access during the summer. So you'd move in the first few days of October, and then you move out the first few days of April. And so if that's something you might be interested in, again, it's not official, but we're working on it. The rates will be competitive with everybody else. I'd like the fact that it's going to be, you know, we've got obviously security systems, indoor alarms. We've got 17 cameras on the property. So it's, and you can actually watch, you can look at the camera from your phone. So you can see if there's ever any activity, if the temperature gets under a certain, we've got sensors in there. So if it'll ring us if there's any issues. But anyway, if that's something you're interested in, just stay tuned. I don't have any detailed information, but we're putting the agreements together. So if you want a copy of that, jot down this email. It's It's my small business I've got. It's a CU Sleds, like clean U Sleds, CUSleds@gmail.com. And you can just ask to get a copy of the paperwork of what, you know, the rate sheet and the terms and the and maybe photos of the facility. We're just, it's pretty much empty, and it's, like I said, it's your cars will be on carpeted or tiled floor. We're gonna put thick mill Visqueen under every vehicle just so there's no drips or anything. But anyway, that's something new. We're just rather than just you know, pay a heating bill all year, we're gonna turn it into Boat Street Storage. And again, vehicles inside, cars and trucks inside, no campers or anything like that. And then if somebody wanted like motorhome or boat parking outdoors but secure, that's going to be available at you know, probably half the price of the indoor storage. So anyway, that's what's going on in my little life. And like I said, I'm getting ready to head back out hunting camp. We will jump on this as soon as I'm back from hunting camp. That'll be on the 15th, 16th. So I'd say on the 20th, give us, you can get a hold of us, through the email, CUSleds@gmail.com. And we can get you the information. We'll have a phone number and everything else for you, next week. Now, something could change, but that's tentatively what's happening. We're just finalizing the different things we got to deal with, the security and layout of space and all things like that. That's pretty much all I got today. I'm looking forward to this trip. We're taking Bill Satterberg's grandson Jacob, who's I think 17 or 18, and his first time up there with us, and hopefully we can get him up on an animal. I always I just loved hunting and fishing at that age with my dad, and grayling fishing was insane up there. Hunting wasn't so good, but while we're sitting there waiting for a moose to walk out of the woods, you throw a MEPS silver MEPS 2 in these deep holes, and man, we caught some lunkers. Big old grayling, big fat grayling. That was kind of fun. But that's that's always just killing time. You're sitting there killing time. I got my Starlink system. Oh man, it was so cool. I didn't even know you could do this. Now that I just ordered the USB port, so instead of a generator or a using my inverter on the boat or whatever, I've got a cable adapter and then this little USB to USB-C adapter, and you just plug it into your dash and you've got your Starlink. We're probably gonna watch a Niner game from the we'll turn the volume down if we're hunting, but watch the Niners hopefully beat the Saints. I think it's Thursday night. I can't remember, but we're going to, it would have already played. So hopefully the Niners won that game. If you're listening to this, I'm a Niner fan, of course. So it's going to be fun. Technology is changing stuff. It's making it a little too cozy, a little too comfortable at camp, but it's nice for emergencies like 49er games. Yeah, no, but it is nice if you had an emergency. I mean, you got direct contact with town or the 9/11 or whatever from anywhere. It's just neat. But so that is the end of this show. We will see you next week on the Compo Outdoor Show. Remember, if you have any interest in parking a vehicle inside or a boat in the backyard over the winter, about the 20th of September, you can call. Or you can email CUSleds@gmail.com. We'll give you an update on that. Other than that, I'm checking out. I'm going to be out in the woods for a while, so stay safe out there if you're on the water. Make sure you've got your anchor, your paddles, your life jackets, your fire extinguisher, all the stuff in case something goes terribly wrong. You can make it better. Greg at the Compo Outdoor Show. See you next week.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.